Is anybody brave enough to share what their favourite Christmas song or carol is? Yes? What's your favourite one?
Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh, it's a cracker. Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem. Yeah, what's your favourite one?
On a Starry Night.
It was On a Starry Night. Yeah, it's a great one. Oh, we've got somebody down the back here. What's your favourite?
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World. I think that one might be coming up. There's a hand over here. What's your favourite?
Let It Snow.
Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Where's the snow? Where's the snow? We've got one down here. Favourite Christmas carol?
Good King Wenceslas.
Good King Wenceslas. Let's go on tomorrow. Looked Out on the Feast of Stephen. Any over here? Any favourites? Oh, that was very quickly, dear. Very quick.
Spaceman Came Travelling, Christabel.
Spaceman Came Travelling, Christabel. I'm going to have to Google that one when I get home. I'll take your word for it. I think we've got time for one more down the front. Very good. Very. Oh, should we do two? Let's do two. Do you want to do yours?
It Was On a Starry Night.
Oh, another vote for It Was On a Starry Night.
Sleigh Bells Ring.
Are you listening? Very good. Okay, so we've had a little insight into your favourite songs. The next bit then is to move from what your favourite song is to have a bit of a Christmas sing song. And for some of you, you're going, yes! Some of you are going, oh no. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to end up doing some solos. Okay, so I'm willing to do that if you will join me in the bits that come after, knowing that my solos are going out live on YouTube. So in theory, the entire world could see this. No pressure. So I'm going to sing the first line, and then we're all going to join in with the second line. Very simple. And I apologize in advance for my singing. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Very, okay, you've got it, you've got it. Okay, we're on. We've got a couple more. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus knows how his sweet head. Okay, we can change gear here. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. Very good. Oh, this year, let's keep going. Save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. This is easy, right, okay. This was named as somebody's favourite one. We've got this one. Oh, little town of Bethlehem. Very good, okay. Oh, last one. Are you ready? This one's like a double one. Okay. See if I can remember the tune. Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Very good. Give yourselves a big round of applause. Very good, very impressive. Okay, why on earth are we having a Christmas sing song? Well, one, it's Christmas. Two, we love a Christmas song or a Christmas carol. But here's my theory. It takes quite a long time for a Christmas song or a Christmas carol to become a classic, doesn't it? If you think about it, this year's Christmas number one, we've already sung it. Last Christmas, Wham. Anyone, any idea when that was first released? What year? 40 years ago, exactly, which means, I'm sorry for those of you who won't appreciate me saying this, it's older than me. Yeah. Any of you at our carol service recently? Yeah, a few of you. We sang various different carols. The most recent one, when do you think that was written? Have a guess. 2000, it's a bit more recent than 2,000 years ago. 150 years ago, 1868, O Little Town of Bethlehem. You see, these songs, to become classic, They've got to age well, like a good wine or a stinky cheese. But do you know what? There is a Christmas carol older than all of those and should be more of a classic than any of those. And it's the first ever Christmas carol, the first ever one. And I want to discover it, rediscover it, and for it to become our favourite this morning. I will confess to you, it's not got a catchy tune. In fact, I don't know what the tune was. It was originally sung by the most incredible choir. It wasn't sung in a beautiful church building or a cathedral. It was actually sung outside at a kind of outdoor nativity scene. And Sheila's actually going to come and tell us the story of that first Christmas carol. And you can find it in your Bibles. So in front of you, in your pews, there should be a green book or blue book. And if you want to look up Luke chapter 2, And Sheila's going to read a few verses from there. And I want you to listen out for that first ever Christmas carol.
Right, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14, on page 1027. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you so much. Did anyone spot their first ever Christmas carol there? If you've got your Bibles open, you'll see that it's marked out slightly differently than all the other verses. It's Luke chapter 2 and verse 14. What does it say? It says, "Glory to God in the heavens." And I loved, as Sheila read, somebody went, "Woo, woo!" That's what they were doing in the heavens. "Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth peace on those to those on whom his favour rests." The first Christmas song, where does it begin? It begins in heaven. Praise God in the highest places. The angels are singing. It's bright, it's loud, and I imagine it's the most beautiful sound you or I would have ever heard. And I mean, earlier I sang the first line of a Christmas song and you joined in. It's as if the angels sing the first line of this song and invite us to join in with the second line. Not join in just with singing it, but join in with what's at the heart of it. "And on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests." There can be praise in heaven because there can be peace on earth. Now, what kind of peace are the angels singing about? What comes into your mind when you hear the word peace? Probably some of the parents in the room went, "When they're asleep." I heard over here, eating cookies in peace. Maybe you thought of a beach holiday. Maybe you thought of an end of war. I don't know what popped into your mind. But really, when it comes to peace, we tend to think of two things, don't we? We first of all think that it's peace in the world around us. An end of war, an end of hostility. Maybe we think of peace actually being closer to home and having that sense of peace inside. Do you know what? I don't think either of those are the peace the angels talk about. Because where is this peace to be found? Have a look at Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Where's this peace found? On earth. That means to the shepherds, it was there, a here and now thing. A here and now thing that carries on for us. Look around the world. Are we at peace? No. Any of you inside feel a bit of a mess and a stress? Anyone here got worry or feel in a hurry? Anybody struggling with any of those things today? Yes. So either the angels have got this wrong and Jesus doesn't bring peace, or we've misunderstood what peace is. Now in the Bible, every time somebody encounters an angel, they tend to fall on the floor and go, "Ah!" because they're really scary. Don't think white costumes with wings and floating around. Think terrifying, fiery things. And I don't want to say to an angel, "No, you're wrong." Maybe we've got the idea of peace wrong. What is this peace the angels are talking about? What is peace with God? It's not just peace around us. It's not just peace inside us. It's peace with God. There can be praise in heaven because there can be peace on earth with God. You see, the biggest problem in the whole world is not war, and it's not your worry. It's our separation from God because of our sin. We love what God gives us, but we don't love God. So no wonder there isn't peace around us. No wonder there isn't peace inside us. And when we do have a bit of peace, do you know how long it lasts? About the same length as a box of chocolates lasts in my kitchen cupboard. And that's my responsibility entirely. But God, we're told, so loved the world that he gave his one and only son for us. And earlier this year in St. Luke's, we looked at a book in the Bible called Colossians where it says this. It says, Jesus made peace through his blood shed on the cross. The baby born at Christmas became a man. He did no wrong but was put to death on the cross. He paid the price that you and me, we could be forgiven and we can have peace with God. There's another Christmas song we've not sung yet. We'll sing it in a minute. But maybe you want to join in with me because it puts it so well. It goes like this. Feel free to join in. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild. Why? God and sinners reconciled. And we'll stop there. Puts it so brilliantly. That's why we're going to sing it in a minute. There it is. There can be praise in heaven because there can be peace with God on earth now. Who's this peace for? Have a look at Luke 2:14. Who's it for? It's from God. Who's it for? On whom? Those on whom his favor rests. So does that mean God gives us peace if we try really hard to be good enough? Well, that doesn't make sense if it's all to do with Jesus. God's favor rests on people who say yes to Jesus. Do you know what? Saying yes to Jesus really is not complicated. It's very, very simple. Are you ready? I'm going to show you how simple it is. Is there anybody here today who would like a present? I'm sure you probably have already had a practice at how to open presents. It's very, very simple. Ollie, pick a present. You can open it. Okay, to receive peace from God is as simple as accepting a present and accepting your need for peace with God. Do you want to pick a present, Reuben? It's as simple as accepting Jesus' forgiveness. Pick a present. Unwrap it. It's as simple as accepting God's Holy Spirit into your life. Elwin, do you want to choose a present? It's as simple as accepting your life has a new direction now. Do you want to pick a present? And as you open it, it's as simple as saying yes to Jesus. Did you have to do anything to get these presents?
No.
No. Well, you just had to walk up and receive it. That's how it goes with receiving peace through Jesus from our Heavenly Father. And just show what you've got. You've got a mug, got some chocolates, we've got a Christmas craft book, we've got a scratch art set. You see, peace with God, unlike these presents, lasts forever because it doesn't get scratched away. Your mug might happen with what happened to my mug, where the handle fell off and smashed. Chocolate, what happens to chocolate? Gets eaten or it melts. And books, after a little while, we get bored of books and they're on the bookshelf gathering dust. Peace with God, that doesn't happen. Peace with God is a gift that's on offer to anybody. If you don't know this peace yet, maybe this Christmas morning's the time to say yes to Jesus for the first time. It's as simple as receiving a gift. Maybe this Christmas you want to explore it a little bit more. Well, you can. In three Wednesday evenings in January, starting Wednesday the 8th at Cafe 55, we're running Hope Explored. It's not a church service. You won't have to sing. I won't make you sing like I did today. You won't have to pray out loud. We'll just open the Bible and explore the claims of hope and peace that are at the heart of the Christian faith. And if I can extend the challenge I sent out at the carol service, if you want to explore this, if you want to know what this peace is like, I want to set the challenge of come along to St. Luke's Church for 3 months. And then at the end of it, if you tell me that peace with God through Jesus isn't something that you would like to know more about, I think the promise I made was I will buy you lunch at Cafe 55. No strings attached. Could be a really expensive month, couple of months coming up. But maybe you already know this peace in your life. Well, then know it's a peace that flows out into the places, the people that you spend your life with. It's a peace you can know inside, in your heart, in your minds, even when there's chaos going on around you. Know that Jesus, when he returns, will create peace around us completely and will bring us total peace inside. So whether you have sung quietly or loudly this Christmas, whatever your favorite Christmas song is, know the first ever Christmas carol. Glory to God in the highest heavens and peace on earth, peace on those whom his favor rests. There can be praise in heaven because there can be peace with God on earth. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this Christmas for peace. That peace with you that Jesus offers to every and any one of us. Help us, Heavenly Father, to receive that. If we need to say yes to Jesus for the first time, would you help us by your Spirit do that this morning? Would you help us who know that peace to live it out, to be peacemakers in the places that we spend our time with, the people we spend our weeks with, in our schools, in our workplaces? Would you help us to know that peace, even when life is tough, a peace that passes understanding, guarding our hearts and minds? We pray for the world where there seems so little peace, that you would bring ceasefires and temporary peace until Jesus returns and makes all things new. And maybe in a moment of quiet, we just pray for the places and the people who don't know peace. Thank you, Heavenly Father, you hear our prayers. Amen.